top of a vase, four lines from the bottom. Something where El Masis and the Tony Misha Chetze Eber, Chetze Ben Churin. So what's the case? So Bisham of the Rabba, Mukim Lo Bekesev with Ibrako. So according to Rabba, that by Kesev, everybody's masking that it's possible to redeem a half an Eber. El of the Rav Yosef, the Kern of Yosef, even after he Itoisev, he holds that Rebbe and the Chachamim argue both by Kesev and Mishtar. Rebbe holds that you can be free a half Eved, and Rabbanu and the Chachamim hold you can't. Name Rebbe, he will Rabbanu. And Ravina, the Eved shall stay shut to Medivri HaKol. So this whole machlok is a case where the one person owns the Eved, and he's doing an act of freeing him partially. Is that a valid act of shikhr or pidyon? But in a case where he's owned by two owners, and one of them frees him, and the other one didn't free him, so he's a half Eved, half Ben Churin. That nobody argues on that's possible. Okay. Zekrashi. Bottom Rashi. Mukim lo de mishkachas ketziv Eved v'chetziv Ben Churin v'kesev v'direko. According to Rabba, we have a way to make the Mishnah the Kuliyama. The more said, according to Rabbi Yosef, how's that possible? So Ravina answered, Shal Shnei Shotvin, Nikim Ein Loi Boy Ela Chetziov, since all he owns is half of the Eved, for the Rabbanu Moidu, the Kana, Kishachre, the Palge, so the Chalmah hold that's a valid Shichur, when he frees whatever he owns, to Holo Shire Midi, so this is a valid act of shikhur, that whatever he owns, he's sending away. So an Eved obviously is not totally dharma to an Isha. There's no such thing as a woman who's is married to two people. And but if such an idea would be possible, each one could be megarish their whole half. Okay.
I say, if you hold that you can do, just one owner, and you can shaker a half through kesef, let's say.
Yeah.
So what about the if the Eved wanted to be kona half? It's an Eved Kenani, so it doesn't have the ability to just spontaneously free himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a rabbi. The rabbi comes back and says, this one looks like the rabbanon. The rabbanon said you cannot do a half pidyon or a half shikhr. You can do a half pidyon, you can't do a half shikhr. Okay. That which you said that they can't do, where he kept half for himself. The Chum's argument has to be like an Isha, that it's a total act of getting rid of her. It doesn't have to be getting rid of her through shikhr, getting rid of the Eved through shikhr totally. It's just that he has to be the Eliyahu from Gerishin. It's an act of sending away. So, in the case of the Mishnah, or we were discussing before, he'll always be Meshachar half and keeping half, so that's a problem. But if he's being Meshachar half and not keeping the other half, it's not a problem. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya challenged that. It says, "Ubekulei loy pligi." That you're telling me that a case where he's sending away the Eved totally, it doesn't work. Hatani chado. We have a brisa which says, one brisa says, "Let go of it." Okay. One brisa says a person is gave over all of his nechassim to his eved. So included in giving over all of his nechassim to his eved is that he's been meshacher him. So he had two avadim, and he wrote to the two avadim that, and he wrote kol nechassim to one eved. Then he wrote kol nechassim to the other eved. So kanu. Not only they don't go free themselves. So it's a steer and brises. So my love, Horebi, Horabonan. So let's suggest like this. That according to Rebbe, each, he's really giving each Eved half. And he's giving the other half of the Eved, he says, kol nechassim going to Eved. So what he's really doing is, he's giving the Eved half for himself. And the other half of his Eved, which is one of his nechassim, he gave to the other Eved. So he's being meshacher half. So Rebbe holds, you give him meshacher half. But each one now owns the other half, and they're meshacher each other. The Chachamim say, you can't do that. Even though he's giving his Eved away totally, he's giving half of the Eved to himself and half of the Eved to the other Eved, who's free because the other Eved was, same thing is happening. So it doesn't work. So you see that even though you're giving away the whole Eved, it doesn't work. The Gemara says, so it's Akash and Rabba. So the Gemara says, lo. I can learn both the brises are going like the Rabbanan. And Hodomer Kuloi, Hodomer Chatzi Chatzi. So he wrote in the first brisa, which says that it works. So he wrote in the brisa Kol Nachosai to this abbot. And then he wrote Kol Nachosai to this abbot. And then at the same moment, he pointed a shliach to be the represent both of them, and he gave the two shtaris to the shliach b'basachas, because he doesn't do that. So the one who gets it first owns everything. So since he wrote a lashon of kuloi, he's saying in the nusach of the shtar of kol nechassei the plani avdi, which functions as a matana of all the nechassim and the shikhar, he wrote kuloi. So the nusach of the shtar is a nusach which is parallel to that of a get, that he's sending her away totally. So there's a cheshbin of that there's another person also receiving it, so we have to grapple with that. So we say each one gets half, and we then they're meshachar each other. Fine. But we tell the nusach of the shtar is a shtar of kuloi. That the Chumim will accept it. But in the case of the other Braisa, he says he wrote in the star a language of Chatzi. So over there there's no need to give it basachas because he's clearly dividing up the, so when he gives it to the first Eved, he says, you get half of the nechassim. And he gives the second star of the second Eved said, you get half of the nechassim. Well, the first Eved, who got it first, it's a case of just chatzi. So the second the senior star to the second Eved, it's too late to fix that. It comes that the first one wasn't freed. So the second one, who theoretically could have been, you get half, and half went to so-and-so, so he's going out kuloi, but he can't go out kuloi because the first Eved wasn't freed. So neither Eved is free. Yeah. Zemora says, what do you mean? Minikton Yisef, Avim Omer, Chatzi, Chatzi, that the Sefer says, if the person says explicitly, Chatzi, Chatzi, Loikonu, Nichal the Reisha, Damer Kuloi, and still it doesn't work. So that would be a kasha and rabba. Our answer is that no, Prusha Kama Farish. It says, Avatun Lakonu, Ketzad, Kagandam Rechatzi Chatzi. Okay. So that last part of the Bryce is explaining the what it said in the ratio. How can I miss that's pshat in the Bryce? These are that ratio damer kuloi. So the case of the ratio was that he said kuloi. So then hashamer kulo lekanu, amer chatzi chatzi mi boy. So if the sefer is not being mefarish the ratio, and the sefer is just simply saying kula doesn't work, so then kavu chamer chatzi doesn't work. So we need the sefer for. Alamai must be the sefer is coming to be mefarish the ratio. So Mor says, you know what? You want to say that's shot in the brayso so that the sefer is mefarish the ratio? Fine, that's your business. But say you have a raya, there's no raya. Why? If that's the whole reason why we're going to say that the sefer is mefarish the ratio, because otherwise what are you the sefer for? That's not a kasha. Tani sefer legluy the ratio, legluy a ratio. So the term a ratio, damer chatzi chatzi. Avlamer kuloy is kano. Tani sefer damer chatzi chatzi. Michal the ratio damer kuloy filachil the kano. Okay. So again, you want to say pshat in the brisa is that the sefer is mefarish the ratio, that's doable. But even if it's not, the brisa would make sense in regards to the mivda of the brisa. You can need a ratio in the sefer, even if the ratio is somewhat cooler. Okay. If boy sema lakasha, we could go back to the question on Rabba that. That he says when it goes out cooler, it works or not depends what was the case. The difference in the two prices is if it's b'shtar echad, kam b'shtar echad, kam b'shtei shoris. So in a case where he gives two shtaris, so. This one says kulay, so that's what we said before. So there's a full mic of sending him away. But the case where it's one star, so he wrote kol nachasi l'ploini. So that doesn't work. Zamora says. And then the sefer, which doesn't work, is in the case of that he used one star for both. So Morris says if that's the case, that he used the sefer used one star for both. So the problem is not rooted in because the language of chatzi chatzi. Afilo amr kulo nami lekanu. Even he would say kol nachasi l'ploni avade, it doesn't work. Rashi says why? Because we have a din later on. You cannot use one get for two gerushin. So, as much as we're learning shikra from get, you cannot use one star shikra for two of other. Similar to lachan, you cannot use one get to be garish. A husband has two wives, and he writes up in the get both of them, and he says this get is to be megarish both of them. It doesn't work. He says because of law, it has to be to her individually specific. So star shikra also needs that. So Morris says so that's. True, whether you said kol nechasa, you said chatzi nechasa. So why is it safe to say chatzi? Which we're assuming now means it's be mefarish the ratio. But says, no. Hachinami kamer. That's what the price means. It says, af atzim lekon. The second price says they're not cutting each other. They're not even free themselves. We're adding in words into the price and saying, mishtar echad, they're not cutting themselves even if they wrote kulot. Alba b'shnei shtoris konu. V'yamomra chatzi chatzi af b'shnei shtoris damin lo konu. So I could learn up the brisa like that. The case of the safe of the brisa, the second brisa, which says chatzi chatzi, it's only a case of b'shnei shtoris. And the ratio of the brisa, which says that they're not cutting themselves. By kuloi, it's talking about even in one star. Not even, sorry, only in one star. Okay. Miboy Sema, the way to answer the steer of the prices is Lakosha, Kama Basachas, Kama Zachrezeb. In the first price, it says that it works. He made a shliach to be cut it for both of them and gave it to the shliach, both shtaros at the same time. So it's a basachas, and since he said kuloi, so it's a full shichur. So even mitzad the meiser shichur, there's two meiser and shichur taking place simultaneously. Practically, we'd have to split it. The Brisa says it doesn't work. It's talking about Bezecherzeb. So Mora says, let's talk that through. Mora says, So we're learning the Brisa on my case that he wrote Kuloi. See, he wrote Kuloi to the first Abbot, so the Abbot gets himself and all the other properties. So he gives it to the second Abbot. Second Abbot doesn't get anything. I get it. The second, why, what's wrong with the first one? Mora says, you're right. So that approach wouldn't work. So you have to be one of the earlier answers. Ravashi Omar. Shani Osim the Kokori Lahu Avodai. The problem of the language of this Brisa was he wrote in the Brisa a language of Avodai. All of my customers are going to Pliny Avodai. So Minegu Bay in the language of the star, he's giving it to so and so. And he says, who is my Abbot? So he's not freeing him. So, Amalei Rafram of the Ravashi, Medilma Avodai Shayi Kvar. He's not calling the Eved to say he wants him to remain the Eved. He's using that as a reference point to who he's referring to. He's referring to these people who were my Avodim. Where do you see such a concept? Mila Tanan, there's a Mishnah which says, it's a Mishnah in Peyot, which is really our topic. Person wrote all of his property to his Eved, so included in that in his property is the Eved. So he gave the Eved to himself. That means he's being Meshachar the Eved. That's a Shechrer. Shara Karka Kol Shehu. If he left over, he said everything to my Eved except for one piece of Karka. So the law is lo yotzei lecheres. So we had before in Daf Ches that since he didn't say which piece of karka, so he says I'm leaving over some karka not to the Eved, I'm keeping it for myself. So none of the karka goes to the Eved, because he didn't say which piece of karka. So the Eved can't claim any piece of karka. Once the nesina of the karka to the Eved becomes ineffective, so the shtar is ineffective, so the shikra part of it is also ineffective. That's Tanakama.
But there are lots of other than the chasim. This is presumably, so it's effective for the other nechassim.
So we discussed this there in the there. We discussed it over there in the Testament. The Rashi in the Testament goes through this Cheshbon. Right. Now, Rashi brought Shai the Karkol Shul Lo Yetsu Menachorin Karkol Abdafka. If you don't remember, Babasa Perik Mishum Ace. She says, I'm keeping one item for myself. So that could be Karkol, could be Metaltalin. That's the Rashi quotes the Gemara over there in Babasa. So I'm not sure. Yeah. We discussed it then. We have to look up the Murmur of Basa, really. So it's Daf Kuf Nun of an Owl.
They coined two individuals, a Madai, in the Get Shikur is a problem. We use that same type of language in a standard Get. It looks like to me, right? I'm talking about. He talks about giving a Get Shikur to my wife. So it's at the time of writing, but afterwards, not. Am I misunderstanding? Second half of the sixth line.
Then her, those wives are going to fall to Yibum, to her husband.
Yeah, but the problem is the Braisa continues, the Nusa continues. It says, the harvest intasi min kadmas tenor. You say explicitly that you were my wife prior. And with this shafkis patris zerukis, so you say explicitly that I'm saying you who were my wife are now at this point are sent away.
So we need in this star that same type of.
If you would have a parallel in the star, that would work, right?
What?
If the person would say explicitly in the star, you who were my Eved are now free to go, so that word Eved is not problematic. Because that's clearly, it's just using it as a reference point. Okay. So also I have to see the Gemara of Rav Asa, the Keshbin. It could be because Eved is compared to Karka, so I'm not sure. Rishimen Amr Loelam Hu Ben Charin Ashiyamer Kol Nachase Nesunim Lepani Avdi Chutz Miechem Miriboy Shebehen. So he says the fact that even if he wrote the word Kol Nachase, if he wrote my Nachasim and you, so you say Pagida Dibur. Even though the Kol my Nachase doesn't work, but you works. But even if he wrote the Lashon of Kol Nachase, which you're saying that Kol Nachase is really the nusach is ineffective because it's not really Kol Nachase. So that undermines the language. So if so, maybe the Eved shouldn't go out free. No, he goes out free. The only time he doesn't go out free is he says, Kol Nachase, chutz mi echem mi ribur shebehen. Leaving that language very open. And even if he uses the lashon, even said a small amount I'm keeping. So the small amount might mean the Eved. Right, either Eved is worth more than Echad Miriboy, you know. But that's we don't know what his attitude towards the Eved is. See, he might have meant that one 10,000th of the of my custom keeping for myself. He meant you the Eved.
It's not even a suffix.
Correct. But Halomer Hachi is Kani. But if he didn't say Chutmi Yechem Ribisha Behen, it works. Even though he wrote Kol Nachasin Sunim Funny Avdi. But am I? ha'eved correlate? He said, I'll give him all my property to my so-and-so. Who's my eved? What must it mean? Avadi shohayikvar. Avdi shohayikvar. It doesn't mean that he is an eved now. He means my eved who was prior. So hachanami, avadi shohayikvar, my plural avadim, who were mine before. So Rafram feels that that's a compelling ride against Rav Ashi. And the more does not give it Eretz. I would put two dots right there if I would be printing the Gemara, but they didn't ask me. Okay. Okay, lots of Rashi, right? Yeah, let's hold it here. We'll do Rashi tomorrow.